Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Recently, a friend was sharing with me a conversation that she had with one of the brothers at the Society of St. John the Evangelist when she was on retreat at their beautiful house up in Newburyport. The retreat house in Newburyport, called Emery House, sits on a beautiful forest. And she was talking with the brother about how meaningful it is for her to be in those sacred woods. As part of this conversation, he commented to her that following a trip that he had taken to Europe, he learned that many of the great forests, especially in Germany, are actually dying. They are not flourishing the way that they have over the centuries. And this has been a cause of great concern for many scientists and, of course, all of the people who love and survive thanks to the embrace of these forests. After much study, part of what they have come to understand is that going back over 50 years during World War II, when many of the villagers needed to rely on the wood that had fallen in the forests for heating and cooking and washing and other daily life chores, they had regularly been pulling all of the fallen trees out of the forest. This went on during the years of the war and immediately thereafter until the infrastructure was reestablished. And at that point, the habit of pulling the wood out of the forest had been established, and many of the villagers liked the way that the forest looked. It was easier to walk through, tidier. So they obviously didn't sweep the forest floor clean every spring, but they pulled a lot of the wood out and used it to continue to burn or in furniture and other uses of lumber. Well, after decades of removing these fallen trees and the rich compost and habitat that they create for the soil and all of the animals of the forest themselves are actually in pretty dire straits. The soil has been deeply diminished by the lack of the composting trees. The brother went on to tell my friend that not only do the decomposing trees enrich the nutrients of the soil, but I love this phrase, they serve as nursery trees for the new saplings that spring up in the forest. So as the seeds of trees sort of gently float on the wind, if they come to rest on a barren forest floor, they are quickly eaten by animals or brushed away and don't ever have the chance to take root. But when these seeds land in a nursery tree, they have the rich composting matter of the old decaying tree, and they also have the shelter of all of the nooks and crannies of these giant trees that have come down in the forest. These trees that also serve as homes for the little mice and other critters in the forest. As human beings, when we experience the crashing down of a mighty tree in our lives, it is such a natural instinct to want to chop it up and make it all go away as fast as possible. We have several parishioners who are rehabbing after very long illnesses or surgeries. And when that sense of their health and the stability of their body came crashing down around them, of course, the most natural thing is to want it to be gone. When we're grieving for any kind of a loss in our lives, of course, we want to take in the big tractor and haul whatever that huge fallen tree is out of the forest so we don't have to look at it again. Even in our church, we want to go so quickly from the passion of our Lord, which we see in the stations of the cross. We want to get rid of it. We want to move straight to the resurrection and how we live in hope. But the reality is that new life always springs forth from the composting matter of the suffering and the death that precedes it. When our Lord ascends into heaven, the very first part of this story is perhaps the greatest miracle for me. So I'm not sure exactly what happened in the ascension, but I know that it is a flat-out miracle that our Lord was able to open the minds of his disciples. Well, we're told over and over and over again how dense and unresponsive they are. That he was finally able to open their minds and they understood all that he had been teaching in Holy Scriptures. That is the miracle of the ascension. That in his resurrection appearances, he had been able to bring to them a deep sense of peace, despite their feelings of sorrow or guilt at how they may have betrayed him. He bears peace into their lives. He opens their minds. And at exactly a moment when they might feel that yet another giant tree was crashing down in their lives because their beloved friend and teacher was about to leave them for good this time, they're filled with joy because their minds have been opened to see that that huge fallen tree that had come down when our Lord was crucified, when they recognized that their ideas of messiahship were not at all what God had in mind, that the resurrection, they were barely beginning to understand what it meant that God had conquered death. And that hope was so tenuous and young, like the tiny shoots in the nursery trees. By opening their minds and helping them to see the expansive work of God, taking all things under God's providence, life, illness, disease, brokenness, death, rebirth, composting soil, and ultimately new life. All of these things are revealed to the disciples on the day of the ascension. My hope for each and every one of us is as we sit around and notice those huge fallen trees that are in our lives. Some of them might have freshly tumbled, and others could be deep and long-held grief. That we take comfort in knowing that Jesus redeems all things. That composting tree is actually a nursery tree, protecting and nurturing new life that we might not yet understand, but Jesus promises to us will always be there. And that we don't have to do this work of faith alone. We don't have to cling to the belief in new life on our own. When we turn our hearts to Jesus, as his disciples did, this is the first time that they are actually worshiping him. When they are focused on our Lord, when they are giving praise to Jesus for the peace and the hope that he has already born into their lives, then, as he's departing, he blesses them with joy. A joy that sustains us through anything that might fall in our lives. A joy that assures us of the new life. May this joy be the gift of the ascension to you today. Amen.